Is given by the Media Art Research Institute, and this is why everything looks a little bit different, because it is an award done in collaboration with Ars Electronica, and so it has a specific kind of structure and topic that is very much different from the other awards, and that's why we are only two persons here in the front. You will get a feeling for this during the presentation we're doing. So maybe I add a very short information what this institute is about. It's working since 2 years now here in Linz, and it is an institute that is not devoted to artistic production, but mainly to academic and scientific research. It has three partners in Linz. One is the Ars Electronica, the other two are the Art University, actually the building we are in here, and the third one is the Lentos Museum. So this is one of the examples how we collaborate with our partner of in the framework of the long-established pre-Ars Electronica, introducing a new category, which for the first time is not for artistic production, but for academic, theoretical, scientific research. The topic of this year, net-based art form, is related to two things, related to the conference that the Ludwig Boltzmann Institute for Media Art Research is doing this afternoon, starting at 1:30, where you are welcome to join us again, where a couple of experts will talk about that field. And it is related to the current research in the institute, which, for example, my colleague Gunter Reisinger, who was also the organizer and coordinator of this Media Art Research Award, is the one who is doing that research in the framework of our work here in Linz. And we will talk about that at the end of the conference this afternoon. I think that you all know that there are many, many awards for current artistic production all over the world, but I think this award that was given first time this year is the only one for theoretical work in the field of media art. Astonishing, maybe, but true. Okay, so to come a little bit to the whole idea of what we want to promote by giving such an award in collaboration with Ars Electronica. I think that there is, in the last 10 to 15 years, a very important amount of research done in the field of media art, and maybe even this kind of research can be called a discipline in its own right. But if it is a discipline, it is one that is still very much between the chairs or between the different fields of established academic research. And this is a problem that is not so visible, because it always goes into various categories. The universities have their rigid structures. Everybody's talking about interdisciplinarity, but when it's coming to the point, you still have to make your master either there or there. And so we want to establish a new field of research that is like the Ars Electronica, between art, technology, and society, but also between various fields that could be art history, media theory, cultural studies, visual studies, history of technology, or media-specific aspects of literary studies, film theory, and musicology. So this is a broad range of field, and all these have to have significant, interesting contributions to the production of contemporary and historical media art. The type of works that we want to focus on, as you can see from this year's topic, media-based art, is not so much the media art that has arrived in the mainstream of big international biennales, documentas, and museum collections and private collections, but we want to focus more on this kind of work that has not been so visible recently. And these would be media art forms that are not yet established so much also on the art market world, which are processual, conceptual, interactive, that can assume subversive, situational, and committed positions in this field between art, technology, and society. So that is the ambition that we want to focus on, and that is why next year's Media Art Research Award is given for theoretical work on interactive art. And we have some flyers here on this front desk. If you move out of the space and you feel like you want to know more about it, get one of those flyers. One of my colleagues is in the back. She can also offer you one. And you still have some time to produce work, or maybe you have something already around. And we would be happy to receive that. So the main importance for the awards that we want to give is that it is part of contemporary thinking. Yeah. It is not meant to be the lifetime achievement award for somebody who has been working in the field. There are some of the heroes of the media art theory and research field. But we mean more to promote current production of people who may even take an important step in their career by getting that award, hopefully, for us and for them, and to promote the possibility that there is something happening in the field and enhances the visibility of this research. So it's not a Nobel Prize, it's more something for upcoming young researchers from the idea. Young means the age of thinking, not the biological age. So you can even be 60s and have very inspiring young ideas. And it's important that the work contributes to the current research, but that it also puts it in a possibly much larger historical frame. And the jury we had is maybe specific and characteristic for the field of research that we're talking about. There have been Ulia Lialina from Russia, now living in Germany. She has been one of the pioneers of net art in the 1990s, has established the first net art gallery without ever selling very much, and now since a couple of years is professor at the Merz Academy in Stuttgart. Then Christiane Paul, a German-American curator, writer. Her book Digital Art might be familiar to some of you, and associate of the Whitney Museum of American Art, and also teacher, lecturer at various universities throughout the United States. Then Klaus Pias, a professor from media theory at the University of Vienna. He has been become famous with his fundamental research on games, and more recently has devoted his research to cybernetics. But he was in former times, which he sometimes doesn't admit, an art historian, so he's also between the fields. And then we have Felix Stalder, who also was here on the symposium Goodbye Privacy. He is a writer, theoretician, who is very much also in the practice of net activism, so he has a practical part of working in the net himself and writing about the net, and finally myself as the director of the Ludwig Boltzmann Institute. We had 40 entries. That might not sound much, but for a specific topic like papers on net-based art, it is enough, and you have to read them all. So the average quality was very high. We were surprised by the good level of entries. And it was allowed to send entries in German or English. This might sound a big restriction, because there is certainly done important research also in French, Spanish, Japanese, and a lot of other languages. But you have to compose a jury which is capable of reading in both languages, or 3, 4, 5 languages. So evidently it is not possible to cover this whole field of languages, so the minimum we wanted to have are these 2 languages, and it turned out that at the same time this is the maximum we would find a jury that could read all the papers in both languages, because you cannot trust one jury member that has read the paper because it was brilliant in Chinese and the rest of the jury would join in to give it the award. That will not work. So every jury member has to be able to read all the papers. So this is a painful, but we cannot change this limitation of the two languages, I think, in the future. Okay, so there were funny discussions with the other juries that were sitting here for days and days watching through the whole entries, and our team just arrived and said, okay, we have done it all, we just sit down and find the candidate, because they had to read in advance, you know. So you see that in many practical details also this award is very different, not only that there are two lonely figures on stage, but all the whole procedure was very unusual for the rest of the staff of Ars Electronica, who had to get adapted that science somehow works in different methods than practical art juries. So the jury debated three different types of theoretical production in this year's entries. The first type is fundamental theoretical research that explores the specifics of media art within the context of these mentioned fields of study of the various academic disciplines. Yeah? So fundamental research that has a kind of long-term commitment to the field. And the second type is network criticism that analyzes the impacts on society and the social and discursive significance of the internet from the standpoint of contemporaneity. So something that is in the field also of the whole text production that is happening in the net, including blogging and theoretical statements that are net-based criticism in a certain way, you know, and that also expands beyond the specific field of net art, but contextualizes the net art production as part of a bigger field of theoretical reflection of what is happening in the net. And the third part, the third kind of type of theoretical work we found relevant is theme-specific art mediation that aims at being able to connect current and past art production. That is also mediating for a broader public who is also some of them are not so well connected with this specific field of net art, which hasn't really been a mainstream awareness, so that there is a lot of need of bringing these art forms by looking at specific pieces and explaining them in a step-by-step detailed analysis may help also to enhance the awareness of the importance of that work. So one is more the academic overall view, one is more the contemporary net-based, including net theory, and the third one is more the focus on production in looking at details of the work. So we found that all three productions were worth of giving one award, and that is very well fitting with the awards that were finally decided by the jury. So the first award is present also on stage, and we'll talk to you later, and will you give a kind of short overview of his work. It is Florian Kramer, and the title of his work is in German, Executable Statements, Poetische Kalküle and Phantasmen des Selbstausführenden Texts. He will give you various possibles of pronunciation. In English, it's Executable Statements, Poetic Computations and Phantasms of Self-Executing Texts. It's PhD, finished in 2006, and will be out next year as a book. I just read a shorter part of the jury statement. The jury's unanimous decision to select this work, which conducts fundamental decision to no, the jury's unanimous decision to select this work, which conducts fundamental research at the interface of net art, literary history, and computer linguistics, sets a high standard for the prize in the future. Kramer's study investigates everything from ancient algorithmic literature to present-day software and net-based poetry. By doing so, it broadens the horizon of media art within the context of the humanities far beyond the customary fields. Moreover, instead of furthering an often rampant sense of Zeitgeist, it advocates a theoretical sustainability. Nevertheless, this new interpretation of code as a component of literary history is only possible from today's perspective, for it is in looking back from the digitized society that we recognize the past history of linguistic algorithmic as a cultural constant. This might sound very abstract, but I think Florian can bring it closer to you. And then we have two acknowledgments of contribution to the field at the same level, so there's no difference between them. The first one is given to Gerd Loefing's Zero Commons, a book not published at the time of the jury, but I think out now, as we have a cover, so it must be out, I think. And the jury said that it's worth the acknowledgement for its critical analysis of the current situation, one that oscillates between Web 2.0 euphoria and the disappointments of media art. Based on his experience of net culture since the early 1990s, Loving presents a state-of-the-art analysis while also considering the importance of the Internet in the non-Western world. He provides forceful arguments that are especially effective for a broad discussion, certainly to attract also the interest among a younger generation and at the same time experts. And I think Gerd is not here. Gerd, you're around? No, okay. And the second acknowledgement is going to Thomas Dreher, an online publication. It was important also to have printed production of theory and research and online, because we received a couple of online contributions. And these are the lessons in net art, an online publication already starting from 2000 and currently developed year by year by new contributions. And the jury said that this is for his committed mediation of net art in the Internet and an overview of the entire field of net-based art, which to date has been little explored by art historians. Individual studies packed with facts interact with interdisciplinary essays in a productive dialogue. Extensive links to primary and secondary sources also makes the topic accessible to readers lacking previous knowledge of the field. And maybe we can give a hand to Thomas Dreher because he's around.